A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 256. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about Dead Set. This is Brian from Canada.
And it's Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, a BAFTA-nominated show from Channel 4 on their E4 channel in 2008, and it's a five-parter zombie show. We're back with the zombies again, Brian. You wait ages for a zombie show, and then we've done two in the last year, so here we go. It's a 45-minute opening episode, and then it goes to 25 minutes for the remaining four episodes. So it's fairly fast moving in those last four episodes, and we'll talk about the zombies movement a bit later on as well. But yes, zombies, Brian.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, it's written by Charlie Brooker, who was combining zombies with reality television, of all things. This is the show where zombies attack the Big Brother house.
If you've ever wondered what that would be like, and obviously Charlie Brooker has, then this is the show for you.
This is where it happens. So the setup for this show, it's eviction night on the latest series of Big Brother. And we have the contestants in the house getting ready for the live show, getting ready for the broadcast.
That's right. And it's a special night, as you say. And as part of the celebrations, they have a number of former Big Brother celebrities or Big Brother contestants who are in the green room for a reunion party to celebrate eviction night. And so we do get actual cameos from people who've been on the Big Brother show here in the UK. But meanwhile, we're also seeing little snippets in typical zombie TV and film fashion of trouble on television screens, news feeds and so on, flashing up details of riots breaking out in cities across the UK. The producer of Big Brother is quite concerned that this might push them off the air. And of course, he's desperate to get his show on the air because it is, you know, eviction night, the big night. And of course, we'll know fairly quickly as the viewer that these riots, well, it's zombies. Zombies are on the attack, and this will soon involve the people both inside and outside the Big Brother house.
Yes, absolutely. So we should talk about the characters. There are quite a few of them. Kelly, played by Jamie Winstone, is a production assistant in the studio who, in order to escape what is happening around her with the zombie outbreak, she goes into the Big Brother house itself, which has not yet been infiltrated by the zombies.
Yes, and I believe this is Ray Winston's daughter, Brian, the actress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and as you say, she'll have to break into the Big Brother house, and of course the contestants will confuse her with a new entrant into the house, but we'll talk about that. I've mentioned the producer of the show, Patrick, played by Andy Nyman, who is a writer, a magician. He writes plays, I think, with one of the League of Gentlemen chaps. And he here plays the producer, a very cynical, foul-mouthed producer, really sort of the Devil Wears Prada type boss from hell, who is, you know, trying to keep the show running, trying to keep the show on the air, and then finds himself trapped in an impossible situation as the show goes on, which we'll also talk about in a moment.
Yeah, he fits that stereotype of the producer who is egotistical and has this self-important idea that his show and what he's doing is the only important thing, and everything else is secondary to that.
Absolutely, yes.
Pippa, played by Kathleen McDermott, gets evicted from the house as a housemaid right at the beginning, and is very quickly in a locked room with Patrick. And the two of them are in this tense situation, holed up to stay away from these zombies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, you know, what's keeping them in the locked room? Well, we'll get to her in a minute. But before then, a couple of other characters. Outside their whole Big Brother setup is Rick, played by Riz Ahmed, who you've most recently seen in Rogue One, as one of the Magnificent Seven in that film. He is Kelly's boyfriend, and his adventure starts when his van that he's driving is flagged down by a desperate family with an injured child, who then steal the van for him, and he finds himself alone on foot trying to get to his girlfriend Kelly as society is collapsing around him. His sort of journey to reach the Big Brother house will be part of the sort of ongoing plot of the later episodes.
Yes, and he gives us our perspective of what's going on outside and our sort of moving perspective traveling around the country to try to get back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joplin, played by Kevin Eldon, who we remember from Hyperspace. He's done many other things, popular comic actor. He is one of the housemates, a sort of bored, older character with views about the decline in society and so on, and maybe a reflection of Charlie Brooker himself in terms of his feelings about things.
Yes, he's a bit trapped in with all the sort of young, sexy Big Brother contestants, and he's this older, grumpier character. We know he's not very well liked by the viewers of the show, but of course he doesn't know that. And he does have these sort of theories about the collapse of society. And well, lo and behold, society does in fact collapse in this show, with particularly gory and zombie-tastic consequences.
You get the feeling that maybe the Big Brother producers have cast Joplin as their villain. He certainly isn't a villain in Dead Set, but you get the feeling that that's kind of why he's there.
Yes, I think so. He's a figure of some fun for the audience. And of course, we've got to mention Davina McCall herself, playing herself. For listeners on the other side of the pond, over here, Davina McCall is a very popular TV presenter, and she was the face of Big Brother. She was the outside presenter from 2000 to 2010, and it was Davina who would run the eviction night. She would present eviction nights. She would be on the outside and would make contact with the contestants inside, and would announce which of the contestants had been voted out that week, and then famously say, "Stay there, I'm coming to get you," which takes on a whole new meaning within this particular show.
It does. It is, I think, the first time we've had someone playing herself as a zombie.
Yes.
We do get zombie Davina McCall in here, which is something that this show is remembered for, that they actually went there and did that.
Yeah, absolutely. She gets attacked, she gets infected, she becomes Zombie Davina, and it's Zombie Davina that is keeping Patrick and Pippa locked in the green room backstage in the production part of the Big Brother setup, and the social comedy that sort of induces, we might touch on as we go along as well.
Yeah, it's more than a cameo. She actually gets a bit of screen time there as the zombie version of herself.
Yep, she's very game. Let's say that, Davina.
So getting into a little bit more of what goes on in this, as we've mentioned, this is dealing with the reality show Big Brother.
Yes, absolutely. And now it's a reality show that you and I, Brian, I don't think have ever seen an episode of, or certainly not a complete episode of on my part.
No, I haven't watched it.
Right. You know, it does make us think that George Orwell would turn in his grave at this show, his creation being used as the title of this show. But there you go. Yes, so it's a reality TV show.
That's right. And it's this show that features a group of mismatched so-called ordinary people who are kept in this controlled environment, the Big Brother house, where almost every move and everything they do can be filmed and watched by the television audience. And while these housemates are kept away from the outside world. And each week a contestant is voted out by viewers until eventually at the end of a series of a winner emerges.
Yes. Was there a Big Brother Canada?
Oh, I'm not sure. There might be. There have been a number for different countries. There's certainly UK and US, and there have been a variety of them.
Yes, I know. It was sold all around the world for, you know, the format anyway. Okay, so there you are. That's Big Brother. And here we have Dead Set. And then we've mentioned the first episode is 45 minutes long. And halfway through that, it's pretty clear that the UK is in the grips of a fast zombie outbreak. Yes, we'll mention that here. These are fast zombies. These are not the shambling walkers of The Walking Dead. These are the fast variety of films like the Dawn of the Dead remake and possibly 28 Days Later, although technically they're not zombies, I know. But anyway, these are the fast-running ones, and mayhem ensues. But of course, the Big Brother housemates are safe in their cocooned environment and are perhaps the only ones in the UK completely oblivious to what's going on outside. And in fact, when they hear screams from outside their house, they just assume it's part of the normal whipped-up frenzy that accompanies eviction night on Big Brother. So they think that's all part of the game, as it were.
Yeah, it turns out in this show that the Big Brother house is actually sealed off in such a way that it's quite well defended from zombies. And they are, in fact, sort of the last to know that this has happened and things have gone wrong. Meanwhile, of course, we see the familiar zombie apocalypse scenes. We see Davina McCall being attacked, getting her throat ripped out and becoming a zombie herself. We see all of these typical zombie movie tropes in here as well.
Yes, and I said that the inmates of the house were sort of cocooned. They do eventually begin to realise that something may be amiss when they realise that the cameras are not moving to follow them, possibly that their mics aren't working either. And they're just starting to question what might be going on when, as we've said, Kelly, this production assistant, in order to escape the horrors of that's going on outside, she bursts through a door into the Big Brother house, where, of course, they think she is a new contestant and they greet her with laughs and enthusiasm while she is desperately trying to barricade the door and convince them of what lies beyond, I suppose.
Yes, of course, there's this moment where Kelly has to convince the housemates that things have gone very wrong and there are zombies out there. And, of course, that becomes a key point where they don't believe her and have to see things in order to be convinced of all of this. So we should get into our production notes. Charlie Brooker is a well-known TV critic and writer and broadcaster on British TV. He's contributed to comedy shows like Brass Eye and Nathan Barley. He's really quite well-known as a British TV figure.
Yes, and a cultural commentator, and with his satirical review shows for a lot of subjects of interest to him. So he has one about TV called Screen Wipe. He used to do video game reviews in Games Wipe. And of course, his review of the year's events, which used to be called News Wipe, it's now, I think, just called Wipe. So if you have got access to the BBC iPlayer, you can probably still catch his review of the news events of 2016 in 2016 Wipe, although I should say that an awful lot of it just consists of him sitting staring at the screen in horror. But that was 2016, we all know about that. But meanwhile, he was also interested in creating a piece of fiction for the television, and he was inspired by the classic Dawn of the Dead zombie movie, but decided he'd give it this dark satirical twist by looking at our obsession at the time it was made, particularly with reality TV shows. And that's why he chose the setting of Big Brother and presumably, you know, got permission of the company to actually use the Big Brother format and to refer to it by name and by logo and so on.
Yes, absolutely. And it was the combination of these two things, Big Brother and zombies, that really make this show. The show was produced by his Zeppotron production company and directed by Jan Demange. The Big Brother house was recreated on set in Elstree Studios.
Yes, so they don't actually have the Big Brother house. They built their own, and they built it, and it's in this set, which is surrounded by high fences and gates, which, as you say, Brian, makes it a place that can be defended against the zombie horde. But they did do some filming at the real Big Brother house because they filmed Pippa's eviction scenes during a real eviction night at Big Brother. So they've obviously got the crowd there because there's huge crowds gather for this sort of thing. They've got Davina up on a sort of raised platform. And then they managed to film Pippa coming out and got the crowd whipped up into a frenzy about it and waving the appropriate signs and placards. I'm told from the notes that if you look carefully and if you know Big Brother, you will see that there is a difference between the Big Brother logo used in Dead Set and the actual Big Brother logo used for that series. So, you know, Big Brother aficionados might spot the difference. It completely went past me, I'm afraid.
It's a slightly fictionalized version of Big Brother, and I guess.
Yeah. We know about Davina McCall. She very, you know, bravely gave up her time. She did a day's shooting in what she described as a particularly exhausting and bruising day, filming not only her death, but her resultant zombification and her attacks on the room that Patrick and Pippa have found themselves trapped in. So a busy day for Davina McCall. And of course, for a Channel 4 E4 show, for something produced by Charlie Brooker, there was a fair bit of viral marketing in the run-up to its broadcast. There was a website. There was various clips, I think, released on social media, the logos and so on, and things. We knew that something was coming from the Big Brother and this mix-up with Charlie Brooker.
Yes, they made something of an event out of it, which makes sense from what it was. Dead Set was broadcast on Channel 4's E4 from October 27th to 31st of 2008. So that was a 5 days in a row, a week of episodes leading up to Halloween. And it was repeated on Channel 4 itself, on their main network, in January 2009.
And it got another repeat where I think they edited it into one single 150-minute Halloween special for the following October. And again, so that would have been October, I think, 2009. And then October 2011, they did it again on Halloween. So it's been repeated a few times on Channel 4. And it was, interestingly, I mentioned right at the start, it was BAFTA nominated for Best Drama Series, but finally lost out in the awards to another series called Criminal Justice, which I confess I'm not familiar with, another show that I haven't watched, but there you go. So another BAFTA-nominated show that we've talked about recently. Nice to see it getting some recognition for genre TV.
But for 4 years there, 2008 to 2011, three of those 4 years had Channel 4 E4 broadcasting Dead Set on Halloween.
Pretty exciting stuff at Halloween, yes.
So we should get into our availability on this as well.
Okay, as ever, we start with the easier option here in Region 2. You can get the DVD box set for £20 on Amazon. It includes interviews with the director, the writer, the cast. There's behind-the-scenes stuff, special effects, featurettes, and a selection of deleted and extended scenes. I confess none of which I've had time to watch, I'm afraid, although I do have the DVD set here in front of me. It's also available on Amazon Instant, so you can get the series for $6.99 in standard definition or $8.99 in high definition. But here is a special offer for UK listeners. Currently, all the episodes are available on Channel 4's on-demand site. So if you go to the Channel 4 website and search for Dead Set, you will find it perfectly legal and free to watch it there. Obviously, you don't get any extra features. You just get the 5 episodes. But, you know, it's good to actually find this stuff on the website, still available over here in the UK. Meanwhile, I've crossed the pond in Region 1, as ever, Brian.
In Region 1, there is no DVD release. There are sometimes some options. The Region 2 import sells for about $10 on Amazon.com or $13 on Amazon.ca. That changes around from time to time, of course. It has also been on various streaming services in Canada and the US at different times. It was on a streaming service in Canada called ShowMe. That service no longer exists, but it does show up on various services from time to time.
Okay, so there are ways to get hold of it. So look out for it on your streaming sites of choice. And of course, as I say, in the UK, go to Channel 4 online and check it out there.
Yeah, it is floating around for sure. So next time, we'll talk a little more about the plight of the survivors in the Big Brother house.
And we'll talk zombies again and what they mean for us on television here in the UK and elsewhere. And we'll also perhaps touch a little bit more about Charlie Brooker's writing, particularly some interesting stuff that he's gone on to since Dead Set, which, you know, might fit our remit in the future. But we'll get to that in our next episode.
Yes, absolutely. And we will also review and recommend, or possibly not recommend, we'll see, the show and the DVD set.
That's right, yes. You'll get to hear what we think about it, so stay tuned for episode 2.
But before all of that, you can find our previous episodes at BritishInvaders.com. We have all of our stuff there. Or if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find our group and join in with the conversations we have there. Always fun stuff.
And always fun stuff to be had at the Voice of Geeks Network at vognetwork.com. British Invaders, proud members of that network. We are broadcast on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drop by vognetwork.com.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. This is Brian from Canada, signing off.
Yes, as ever, thank you for your company. Do come back and join us for the next part of our Dead Set zombie discussion.